Okay, good morning everybody. Shavua Tov. Welcome back to our Shmir Salashan class learning. Just a calendar note, which is obviously pretty obvious, but just to put it out there, the next time we're supposed to meet is Shavuos. So obviously we have no class Monday, June the 6th, which means the next time we will meet is Be'ezrat Hashem, we shall be well, Monday, June the 20th. So we are missing one class, which is next week, which is next time when we should meet, which is Chag HaShavuos. So this is our last Shmir Salashan class before Zman Matan Torasenu. Let us go, please, to the Tefillah Al Hadibur, which you can find on the WhatsApp image of this Shmir Salashan class chat. Ribono Shel Olam, Yiratzon Mefanecha Al Rachum V'Chanun, Shetizakeni Hayom V'Chol Yom Lishmer Piyu Shoni Milashen Hara V'Chilus. Vezaherm lida berafilashiachi, the college can a kaiso, or a chilek mehem, the college came with swim amidos of Shakosh Barhu. Vezar milda ber de vesheker hanufa mechokas kas gaiva, ona astwarm, habanas panim, late sonos, the chodiber asser. Vezakini shilo the daber kim daber had sorichly nani goofy venafshi, you come a side with diburai the shame shamayim, amen ve amen. We are learning the Zecher and the Yilui Nishmasu Tzvi Gershon Ben Yoav Vachana Allah Vashon May the Neshama have a continuous Aliyah in the Zchus of our Torah learning today and also as a Zchus Aliyah and Zichru Neshama for Zev Vov Ben Yeshaya Allah Vashon May the Neshama also have an Aliyah in the Zchus of the Torah we will share and with your permission for continued Refuah for Bracha Vigail Bas Rachel Gita Besoch Shar Chalei Yisrael. So I just find it amazing. How Hashem keep circling this class back to sources that we have learned and spoken about and how guides me to sources that are so connected to our learning. So when I finished my shiur last week at Shaareh, I was walking down and I really haven't taken Torahs of Avigdor, teachings of Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal for a couple of months. I have it at Shaareh on the stem, but I have a lot of Sfarim, I don't have time, so I haven't taken it, even though I always enjoy it. On this past Wednesday night, I just went to pick it up. Not for any reason, I don't know. I picked it up, and it's Parshas Bahar, speak with care, I promise. Torah Avigdor, Parshas Bahar, speak with care. So I thought that was a sign from Hashem. So we are going to, of course, I've added many sources, and he is basing it on the Gemara and Bava Metzia, which we spend so much time on, Ona Astvarim, Ona Asmamon. So we are going to learn. I'm actually going to begin also keeping in mind specifically that we just celebrated Lagma Omer this past Yod Ches Iyar, which corresponded to Yom Chamishi, which was the 33rd day of Omer, which is the Hilula of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the day that his Patira, but the day that he transmitted Torah to Knesset Yisrael. So we will begin. I'm beginning by screen sharing. Okay, I prepared for you here. Okay, could you see my screen? I'm in Cafe. Yes? Okay, very good. Okay, so this is last week's parasha, Parshas Bahar. Parshas Bahar teaches us about Shemitah and Yovel. Oops, I went to the wrong pasuk. One second, here we go. Okay, Shemitah and Milva, and also not oppressing our fellow Jew. So the pasuk says in Vayikra Perach of Hey Pasuk Yud Gimel, which you could see on my screen. But I know there's three things here. One is the Vayikra, one is Rashi, and one is the Gemara. Bishnas Hayova Hazos Toshivu Ish Elechuzaso. Okay, so in the Yovel year, every man returns to his ancestral heritage. So the reason the laws of Onas Mamon come into play is because when you sell something to your fellow, when you buy a field or sell a field, you calculate the price of the sale up to the Yovel years. Because in Yovel, ancestral heritage returns to its original owner. Pasuk Yud Dalet and Peruch of Evichi Simkru Mimkar L'Amisacha O Kano Mi'an Amisacha. If you sell something to your fellow or you buy something from the hand of your fellow, Al Tono Ish Asachiv. A man may not afflict or oppress his fellow. The Rashi says right here, look on the side of the screen, Al Sonu Ze Onas Mamon. We are referring to financial oppression. So if you're the seller, you have to make sure that you set the price appropriately. If you're the buyer, you have to make sure you don't take advantage of the seller. Okay, there's a prohibition for both. Okay, we also learn Rashi says the first Rashi says that you should try and buy from a fellow Jew. If you have a choice to buy from two different suppliers, one is a Jew and one is not a Jew, so therefore you should try and buy from a Jew. But for purposes of our Shir today, Al Tonu Is Asachiv, Al Tonu Ze Onas Mammon. You're not allowed to take financial oppression. Okay? And then, according to the years of the Yovel, go back to the Pasuk on this side, Pasuk Tesvav, that's how you should buy it. And depending on how many crops you get, up to the Yovel, you're fine. Lefi Rova Shanim Tarba Miknaso, Lefi Ma'ara Shanim Tami Miknaso, again, you calculate according to the Yovel, you look at Pasuk Yitzayim. Velo Sonu Ish Asamiso, Via Reisa Melokecha, Kinia Shamelokechem. The next Pasuk, three Pasukim later, tells you, seems to tell you the same thing. Pasuk Yidal tells me, Al Tonu Ish Asachiv, and Pasuk Yitzayim tells me, Lo Sonu Ish Asamiso, Via Reisa. So what is the difference between these two psukim? So the first pasuk, the Gemara tells you in Bava Metzia Nun Chas, is referring to Onas Mamon. The second pasuk, Lo Sonu Ish Asamiso, a man shall not oppress his fellow, via Reisim Melokecha, and you shall revere the Almighty. That is referring to, the Gemara says, I don't want to switch to the Rashi on this pasuk, because then the Gemara screen is going to move also, but this is referring to Onas Dvarim, verbal oppression. I'm going to read you what Rashi says. So Rashi says, what is verbal oppression? Rashi says, I'm just opening it up. So Rashi says, what does this refer to? Kan, he's here, alonas dvarim. This is talking about verbal oppression. Shelo yaknit es chaviru, you should not annoy your fellow. Velo yasinu eitza she'ena hogena, so you should not give advice that is not appropriate for him. Lafi darko, it should be in according with the way of his life, v'hanaso, and for his benefit shall you eat. So you have to be careful. You shouldn't give advice that's good for you, that's pleasing for you. When your fellow comes, you should give advice that's pleasing for him and good for him, and you should not annoy him. The im tomer, and if you will say, mi yodea im niskanavti the ra, who will know if I really gave him bad advice? No one's going to know. It looks like it's good advice. The kach ne'amar, that's why the pasuk ends by saying, in regard to onas dvarim, the erasim el kecha, you should fear God. Hayodea machshu, because Hashem knows all of your thoughts. Who yodea kol davar hamusa lelev? Hashem knows everything that's in your heart. She'ein makir ela misha hamachshava b'libo. No one can recognize the thoughts of your heart. So you think no one's going to know that I really gave bad advice. Of course it's good for you. No, so therefore Hashem says, v'yareisa me'elokecha, you should revere the Almighty. So when it comes to financial oppression, it doesn't say v'yareisa me'elokecha. But when it comes to verbal oppression, it does say v'yareisa me'elokecha. Look here on this side of the Gemara, on this side of the screen. So the Gemara says in Nun Chas Amun Beis, and we spent a lot of time on this Gemara, we went through it. But what I didn't point out at the time, because I didn't realize the importance in the connection, I want you to see specifically. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan says, in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Gadol Onas Dvarim Onanas Mamon, that verbal oppression, Onas Dvarim, is worse, is greater than Onas Kmamun, financial oppression, Shazen Ne'amar Bo V'Yareisim Elokecha, because when it comes to taking advantage with words, verbally oppressing someone, verbally abusing someone, the pasuk ends with, and you shall revere the Almighty, V'Zeale Ne'amar Bo V'Yareisim Elokecha. And this one, meaning financial oppression, it does not say you should fear Hashem. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the one who teaches us that financial oppression is of a lesser sin than verbal abuse and verbal oppression, okay? Than sins of speech. Now I want to go to, so that's on last week's parasha. It doesn't matter what parasha it is really. I mean, of course it does, but it's relevant for all times. And I'm going to see what Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal says, but I'm specifically pointing out that the Tana who teaches us that verbal oppression is worse than financial oppression is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Now we go to a passage on the screen from, do you see it says Talmud Yerushalmi? Yeah, okay. When I was preparing this year, it took me a while to find the source. I knew this Mamar of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, but I didn't know where the source was, and I really like to try and teach with sources whenever I can. So you could see on my screen that we're in Talmud Yerushalmi, Masecha Shabbos, Aleph, Beis, however exactly. I'm not a Bucky at all, far from it, in Talmud Bavli, far. I'm certainly not Lahavdil from Yerushalmi, but I was able to find the source here, which I wanted to do, okay? So here we go. Rabbi Shimon, here we go. Okay, do you see? Says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, kedeite. Yes. So this is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It's Aramaic, but we'll be able to understand. This is the opinion, das, the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So remember, it's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai who first taught us that Onas Devarim is worse than Onas Mammon. When did he teach us? On Parshas Bahar. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Amar. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, Ilu Havene Ka'im Al Tura De Sinai. Tura is a mountain in Aramaic. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, you know, if I was by Mount Sinai, Bisha'ata Dehisya Deis Yahavis Oraisa Israel. Oraisa is Torah. Should know that. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, I was by Har Sinai at the time that Hashem gave the Torah to Israel. This is also relevant because it's our last cast before Shavuos. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is referring to if he stood by Har Sinai. Havena Mispa Kolmei Rachmana. I would ask Hashem the Rachmana. De isbire lahade levar nasha train pumin. Trey is to an Aramaic from Trey Asher. Okay. I would have asked the Rachmana, the merciful one, that he should give bar nasha, men, train pumin. He should give us two mouths. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, you know, if I was by Hersina, I would have said, we need two mouths. Why? Chad, one mouth, the Havelai Ba'oraisa. We need one mouth to study Torah. The Chad, the Is Abe Be called Sarachov. Because the other mouth, I need to take care of all my needs. So I need one mouth for learning Torah, and I need one mouth for all my needs. Chazar Vimar, however, then he retracted and he said, you know what? On second thought, said Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Ma in Chad Hu Leis Alma Yichil Ka'im Be. Mean delay, tura delay. If I get into trouble with so much, one mouth, if it's so almost impossible for a person to stay away from trouble with one mouth, ilu havin trei al achas kama vakama. Could you imagine if we would have two mouths? How much more so would it be such a problem for us to control our mouths? So originally, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai thought it would be a good idea to have two mouths, one for Kodesh and one for Chol, one for Oraisa and one for all of our other needs. Sorry, my eyes itchy. But then Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, actually, on second thought, Chazar Vimar, he returned, he retracted, and he said, no, I don't actually think this is a very good idea, because if I have so much trouble, if we got into so much trouble with one mouth, if we would have had two mouths, Achas Kamen B'chamba. So you see here, Talmud Rishami, Masech HaShabbos, Aleph, Base. Okay, I'm not sure if it's the Amma, the Daf, I don't know exactly how they even say the Talmud Yerushalmi, but Baruch Hashem was able to find the source. It took me a while. I was very happy I was able to find it. So that's the Parsha, and we note, it's not Stam. We spent a lot of time in that Gemara and Bava Metzia. It's Davka Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, like you saw here on the screen, who teaches you that Ona'as Devarim is worse than Ona'as Mamam, Masechet Bava Metzia Nun Ches Amad Beis. And then we went to the Gemara Yerushalmi, where we see that it's also Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who teaches us that I thought it was a good idea to have two mouths, one for Oraisa and one for Chol Trokov, but then I realized how much trouble we got into one mouth, and I said, you know, this is actually taka, not a good idea. I think it's a much better idea just to have one mouth. It causes us enough problems as it is. I want to share one thing that I shared last Wednesday night in a different shiur. Just, I'm not going to give the shiur that I gave again. This is a totally different shiur that I prepared. One thought, and that was that I found it fascinating. I never saw this before. It's brought down by Rabbi Tzin Aviva Feiner, that the 33rd day of Omer, which is the Hilul of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, which we just learned two fundamental teachings of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. One is that Ona'as Devarim is worse than Ona'as Mamun, and the other is he originally thought if he was by Tur de Sinai, I would have asked for two mouths. When I realized how much trouble we got into two, I said, you know what, one is enough. How much more so will we get into trouble with two? Two fundamental teachings of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in regard to the power of speech. Rabbi Tzin Aviva Feiner wrote in the Mishpacha a week and a half ago something amazing that I never saw before. The 33rd day of Omer, which is the day of the Ilula of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, corresponds in Anabekoach, which you say after you can Sfiras HaOmer, the Anabekoach. It corresponds to the word Nahel, Nun Hei Lam. And if you look in your Siddur, you'll see that each day corresponds to a different word of Anabekoach. The 33rd day corresponds to the word Nahel, Nun Hei Lamed. The Gematria of Nahel is 85. Nun is 50. Lamed is 30. Hei is 5, 85. The Gematria of Peh is also 85. So she pointed out, of course, it's not an accident. The gematria of Peh, which we see from these two teachings that were so important to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Peh is 85, Nahel is 85, Nahel corresponds to the 33rd day of Omer. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai leaves us with an everlasting message, which is that a person must control very carefully what comes out of his mouth. That is our introduction to Shir Parshas Bahar, Rashi, Maseches Bava Metzia, Talmud Yerushalmi, and this idea from Rabbi Tzin Feiner that Nahel, who is she quoting from? She's quoting from the Sefer of the Tolna Rebbe, Butzni de Oraisa. Butzina de Oraisa. So that's who she was quoting from. I thought that was amazing. I now go to quote from Torah Avigdor, teachings of Rav Avigdor Melo Zatzal. And the whole kuntres is called Speak with Care. right? The class I prepared, I think it's going to take us more than one class due to the calendar. Unfortunately, we're not going to meet next time, but Baruch Hashem, it's Ma'amad Tantor Hosseinu. I think this is a beautiful idea to keep in mind as we journey towards Ma'amad Hosseinu, the last less than 2 weeks of Sefiras HaOmer, especially because it's Rabbi Kiva who said, if I was by Har Sinai, I would have had a request of God. Somebody on his level, I'm sure, can make a request of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Tzadik Gozer, Mekadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. So what was his request? Two mouths. Then he thought, and second thought, you know what, two mouths? I don't think so. Here we go. Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal teaches as follows. In Parshas Bahar, the Torah warns Am Yisrael against dealing unjustly with one another in monetary transactions. V'chisim kru mimchar la misacha o kono miyana misacha al tonu ish asachiv. We learned that already. It's a fundamental Torah law that the Gemara defines as ona as mamon, which is the avera of causing sorrow to your fellow in monetary matters. So when you take financial abuse of somebody, what you've done is cause them sorrow in monetary matters. But then, in Pasuk Yud Zayin, three psukim later, when the Torah comes to the end of the subject matter, I'm quoting from Rav Avigdor Miller, we're warned of the same thing a second time. You shall not aggrieve your fellow. And the Gemara in Bava Metzia, which we saw on the screen, is bothered by it, because I wonder what's the repetition for. So I say it all the time. Nothing in the Torah is superfluous by accident. What's the second pasuk coming to teach us? And what the Gemara introduces, an entirely new commandment, and it says, Ma ani mekayim, what is the second pasuk coming to teach you? It can't be what the first pasuk is coming to teach you, because the Torah doesn't repeat itself unnecessarily. The Torah, the second time, is talking about verbal abuse. The pasuk is talking about hurting a person with words. This seeming repetition of these psukim is no repetition at all. It's not speaking about preying upon your fellow Jew's money, but, quote, preying on his emotions through the power of abusive speech. It is a specific love against speaking words that hurt a fellow man's feeling. Two storekeepers. I actually read this Friday night at my Shabbos table. This past week was Parshas Bahar, and then I was very moved by this mashal, which I've never saw before. I was just on my fast walk this morning, Baruch Hashem, it's beautiful weather outside. I was listening to Shir Barabai Zav Lef, and he made up a mashal. And he said to the audience, I made up this mashal, so you can't change it, there's no other option. So after he said the mashal, he said, which way would you choose? He says, and don't tell me you would choose a different option. There is no other option, because I made up the mashal. Listen to this mashal by Rabbi Avigdor Miller. That's all, I never heard it before. Listen how powerful this is, and think to yourself, what would you think? Even more than that, Rav Avigdor Miller says, the Gemara is teaching us a very big chiddush. What is the chiddush? Quote, not only is it an avera to hurt somebody with words, quote, not only, the Gemara is teaching you, is there an avera to hurt someone with words, but it's even worse than hurting him monetarily. That's what Chazal say. Gadol onas dvarim me'onanas mamon. Now we learned already who's the Tan who teaches us that. It's Chatzam that the Gemara says. It's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the same one who said, if I stood by Torah de Sinai, I would have asked for trei pumim. Then I realized, oh my gosh, how much trouble we get into with one, with two achs kama v'kama. It's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai who says, Gadol onas dvarim me'onanas mamon. Quote, her full words are worse than taking someone's money. I always give the same mashal, so we can't change the mashal. Rabbi Zavala said to the audience, this is my mashal, you can't change it. Rabbi Victor Miller says, this is my mashal. There are two storekeepers on the same avenue, the same street. One of them, you walk in there, you have to watch him very carefully, because when he weighs the merchandise on the scale, he pushes down with his hand. He wants to add a little bit more weight to the bananas you're buying, so he could overcharge you. You have to say to him, mister, please take your hand off the scale with the bananas. And when you give him your money, you have to count your change very carefully, because you know he's a cheater. He's a ganif. However, this cheating grocer is a polite fellow. He's always kind to you. He doesn't say any mean words, but when he's handling your bananas, you have to watch out. I'm literally quoting. And when he gives you back your money, you have to count it carefully. But don't worry, you don't have to be aware of a sharp tongue. Now, on the other side of the street, I read this at the table. And after I read it, I asked everyone, which store would you rather shop in? I didn't tell you side two yet. On the other side of the street, there's another grocer. He is perfectly honest. A man who is 100% honest. He wouldn't even think of cheating you out of a nickel. If you accidentally leave a penny of change on the counter and walk out of the store, he'll put that penny aside for you. He'll hold it for you. The next time you come in, he'll give you back a penny, 1 cent. But on the other hand, he's mean. If you say an extra word, if you ask him, where is the tuna fish in your store? He'll answer sharply, look right in front of you. Can't you see the tuna fish? He'll never steal a penny, but he'll be rude and he'll hurt you with careless words. The question is, who's a bigger crook and who's better? And I asked my family, I said, which store would you rather shop in? I'd rather shop in a store where the guy says, can't you see the tuna fish? But I don't have to worry about my money. Than the store where you have to worry because his hand's on the scale for the bananas. That's not correct. The question is, who's better? Of course, says Rav Miller, neither of them is good. Every man must strive for perfection in, quote, all areas of avodas Hashem. We had someone over a few weeks ago. And they said to one of my sons, the yeshiva bachar, Baruch Hashem, they said, what's the biggest goal? What's the highest, what's the word they use? The goal. What's the highest goal for a Jew? And they were expecting that the child was going to say learning Torah. And my son thought for a few minutes and he said, Shleimus. I said to him after, later, and probably I said, I can't believe you said that. That's like, he's finishing 10th grade, can I know? I said, that's a brilliant answer. The whole point of all of our learning is to bring us to a point of Shleimus. That's what we're doing. Of course, a person must strive for perfection, says Rav Miller, in all areas of Avodas Hashem. But for the sake of understanding this tomorrow, we have to answer the question, who's better? The pleasant crook on this side of the street, or the grocer on the other side who's mean, but he's straight as an arrow when it comes to money. He would never take any of your money. Ask yourself, who would you rather be friends with? Which store would you rather shop in? It's not a trick question. Ask yourself. I already told you which store I'd rather shop in. But Hashem's measurements, pun intended, because we're talking about scales and weights, is very different than our measurements. Listen to what the Gemara says Rav Victor Miller. Gadol onas dvarim me'onas mamon. That onas dvarim, verbal oppression, is worse than onas mamon. And we already saw on the screen, who teaches us this? Quote, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Gadol onas dvarim me'onas mamon. It's not just that the Gemara teaches you this. It's that it's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai who teaches you this. The sin of hurtful words, says Rav Miller, is worse than the sin of cheating man out of his money. The nice crook on that side of the street is better. Quote, he's only cheating you out of your money, but he's not hurting your feelings. And who's the bigger crook? This is an unbelievable mashal. The honest grocer who would never take a penny or a nickel from you. We're learning now. If you put your hand in someone's pocket, this is not a haskama to go chas v'sham and start stealing and putting extra weight on the bananas if you're a grocer. We're learning now that if you put your hand in someone's pocket, but what we are learning is the gravity and the seriousness of our words. What is the 33rd day of Omer? It is the Hilul of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the day he took leave of this world, the day he transmitted the Torah. What does 33 go look in your Siddur and you'll see? What does 33 correspond to in Omer? The word Nahel of Anabikoch. What's the Gematria of Nahel? Says the Tolner Rebbe, 85. I did it for you. What's the Gematria of Pe? Pe is 80. Pe is 5. 85. Because what's the legacy of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? Godol ona ashdvar me onanos mamon. And that's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai first. If I was by Torah Dasin, I would say, wait a minute, two mouths. We have two eyes, two nostrils, two ears, two hands, two feet, two legs. Perfect. Two mouths. No. On second thought, how much trouble would get to in one? Achas v'kama v'kama, if you would have two. So what are we learning? Not to give a haskama to stealing, chas v'sham. But if you put your hand in someone's pocket and you take out their money, quote, it's a smaller aveira. I'm quoting, literally quoting. It's a smaller aveira than hurting his feeling by saying something. You have a nice Jewish boy. He would never dream of stealing from his mother's wallet. He wouldn't sin against his mother like that. But suppose his mother's talking a little too much. She's annoying. So he says, Ma, don't talk so much. Oh, he's hurting. Oh, 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 H, exclamation mark. Oh, he's hurting her feelings. That's worse than stealing money out of her pocketbook. It's unbelievable. None of us would ever steal. Rachmana Litzlan, are we as careful with our words as we are with our money? Gadol nas dvarim, hurtful words are worse than geneva. And the Gemara explains three reasons why it's worse. Now he's going to give us three reasons. Number one is this. Quote, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai points out in the first pasuk, by stealing or cheating on money matters, lo sonu ish as achiv, it doesn't say anything about fearing Hashem. It doesn't end by saying v'yareisa melokacha. Of course, you know we have to be afraid of Hashem. Everybody knows how serious it is to take away money from someone, but nothing is said in regard to onas tmamon about v'yareisa melokacha. But in the second pasuk, chaf he yod zayin, when we're being warned against, quote, hurting your fellow Jew with words, the Torah goes out of its way to add the words, v'yareisa melokacha, you should be afraid of Hashem. I was speaking to someone last week. It's just an example because I'm sure I have Rachman Atzan been on the giving end one too many times, and one time is too many. And they made a inappropriate, out of place, hurtful comment to me about one of my children. And I should have said something like different to answer, but I was caught off guard. And I just didn't say anything. We switched the subject. As a person who thinks she's my friend, this is a person who would never put her hand into my purse and take out a dollar. But to say, and I'm sure, again, I'm using this as an example without any identifying details. That was to my face. But to say something hurtful, we don't think about it. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, who corresponds to Nahel, which is a gematria of Peh, comes along and teaches you, Gado onas dvarim onas mama. Which store would you like to shop in? The guy who's cheating you or the guy who's a little bit rude? Think about it. And think about the mashal of Avigdor Milan. You can't change it. You can't give another option. Rabbi Zevlov says, that's my mashal. There's no other option. There's no other ending. You can't go to another store. There's these two stores. Which would you like to shop in? Doesn't matter what you think is worse. It matters what God thinks is worse. Of course we know you have to be afraid of Hashem, says Rav Miller. Everyone knows you have to be afraid of Hashem. Everyone knows. Lo signovu. But nothing is said about fearing Hashem in regard to Onas Mamon. But in the second pasuk, when you're warned against hurting your fellow Jew with words, the Torah goes out of its way to add, v'yareisa me'elokecha. You should be afraid of Hashem, which means be especially afraid. A cheater has to be afraid. But the man who hurts feelings, the Torah says, be afraid of the repercussions. No question about it, because Baruch Hu takes action if you hurt people's feelings. And I was thinking how interesting it is. Where did Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai learn all this from? So his rabbi was who? None other than Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi, my window's open. Is it noisy? Could you hear the sounds from outside? It's okay. Okay. So, the Gemara tells us in Yivama Samach Beis Beis, which I quote all the time during this time period of Sfiras HaOmer, that the world was Shameim, Hayalam Shameim, al Rabbi Akiva's first 12,000 pairs of students died. Vayalam Shameim, the world was Daza, Ad Shabar, Rabbi Akiva Eitzra Abaseinu, Shedaram Vishana Lahem. Rabbi Akiva went to the south and he started all over again, and one of his new students, for purposes of today, Shir Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, Rabbi Meir Balanes, one of them was who? Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. What was the legacy of Rabbi Akiva? A lot. I'm going to close the window. I think it's a gardener. 1 second. Okay. Rabbi Akiva leaves us with a tremendous legacy of Torah. But one of his most famous, there's many famous teachings of Rabbi Akiva, but one of them, which even children in kindergarten know, is Vayikra Yod Tas Yod Chas, Rabbi Akiva darshens that to love for your fellow, what you love for yourself, is the greatest principle of Torah. What happened to the first Talmidim that he had? What happened to them? So he teaches his, he reiterates, he strengthens, he fortifies the ideal of a hafter echa kamocha to his new students. How stark did Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai become in this area, besides for the Zohar and everything else he taught us, he underscores for us the vital importance of not hurting people with our words. I was thinking how interesting it is that Shimon, the first three letters are Lishmoa, to hear. What's very important is when we're careful with our words, you have to hear what the other person is saying. You have to hear the other person's needs. You have to hear the other person's situation. If you really hear, I don't only mean literally, but the other person feels, needs, wants, desires. If you have the ability to be a shomea, then you will know how to watch your words. Why? Because v'haftarecha kamocha, I'm a Rabbi Akiva, zeh kol gadol b'Torah. I'm taking a break for a moment from Rav Victor Miller, and I'm quoting from Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita in his Aleilu L'Shabeach on the pasuk v'haftarecha kamocha, keeping in mind that this is a direct influence, of course, on the Tana Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai because of his Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva, v'haftarecha kamocha. Says Rav Zilberstein Shlita, Jewish leaders, quote, have always been exceedingly careful not to cause embarrassment to people. This is the Sefer Aleinu L'Shabeach VaYikra. A Jewish leader has to be exceedingly careful not to cause embarrassment to people. Rav Yisrael Grossman, the Rosh Hashiva of Karlin Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, told me, Rav Zilberstein, the following story. A married couple lives together harmoniously, shalom bais, until at one point, in harmony, the wife suddenly lost her mind. It became impossible for the husband to live with her, Rachman al-Atsan, but he could not divorce her because she no longer had the understanding to accept a get. The Batei Din of Yerushalayim and Tel Aviv agreed to arrange a heter mei rabbanim so he could remarry without giving his wife a get. Before this procedure was carried out, Rabbi Grossman went to the Chazon Ish to get his consent. When the Chazon Ish heard about the situation, he expressed the opinion that the husband should not allow to get the heter mei rabbanim. From the description of the woman's condition, it appears it is possible for her to recover. Imagine if she walks down the street and she sees her husband with a new wife. She is liable to go insane to the point where her life is endangered. Therefore, the only thing that can be done is to pray for her recovery. Again, I'm not giving any halachic piskei halacha. No one should ever, Rachman al-Tzan, be in a situation. But the Chazon Ish understood, based on in his godless, as one of the Gedolei Psoskim and Gedolei Adar, that it was possible for this woman to recover. And if there was a possibility of recovery, how much shame would she have if her husband took a new wife? On another occasion, the Chazon Ish was asked whether a young girl needed a get after she and a young boy held a mock wedding and pretended to be married to each other. There were those who said the girl should receive a get, just to be sure she was not considered married to the boy. The Chazon Ish was of the opinion, however, that no get should be given. The questioner persisted. What do we lose by arranging the get, he argued. Do you consider it a trivial matter to stigmatize and humiliate a Jewish girl? Said the Chazon Ish. Do you know what kind of pain and embarrassment and shame she will suffer as a result? In a similar vein, the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin cites another instance in which someone took blame for something that he had not done, only in order to spare his fellow shame and embarrassment. In that incident, Rebbe was teaching when he smelled the strong odor of garlic. He said, "Whoever ate garlic, leave." Thereupon, Rav Chiya rose and left the study hall. When Rav Chiya stood up and left the study hall, all the students stood up and left the study hall. The next morning, Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi, asked Rabbi Chiya if he was the one who had annoyed his father. Rabbi Chiya replied, "Chas v'shalom. I would never eat garlic before coming to the study hall. I left so as to spare the guilty party shame and embarrassment." The Maharsha explains, "It is preferable to transgress the prohibition of bittul Torah rather than embarrass another Jew. It is preferable, kaviyachol, to steal, kaviyachol, because no one should be stealing, and I know we're not going to steal, than it is to be over onas dvarim, a separate lav, and cause hurt to a fellow Jew. It is better to be mevatel Torah than to cause embarrassment to another Jew. It is better not to give that girl a get so that she will not be stigmatized and embarrassed and ashamed forever." Says Rabbi Victor Miller in the second pasuk, when we are warned against hurting your fellow Jew with words, the Torah goes out of its way to say, "V'yareisa me'alkecha," you should be afraid of Hashem, which means especially afraid. A cheater also has to be afraid, but for the man who hurts feelings, the Torah says, be afraid of the repercussions. No questions about it. Quote, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu takes action if you hurt people's feelings." Now, continuing with Rabbi Victor Miller, Rabbi Elazar adds a second reason why Onas Torim is worse than stealing money. So the first reason that we just gave, Onas Dvarim, says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, is worse than Onas Mamun. How do you know that? Because the Pasuk by Onas Dvarim, Pasuk Yizayin Nuchav Hei, ends with Yeresim Melkacha. Pasuk Yedalad, when it's only talking about Onas Mamun, it doesn't say Yeresim Melkacha. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says that this is a proof that Onas Dvarim is worse. Furthermore, Rabbi Eliezer adds a second reason why Onas Dvarim is worse than stealing money. Zeb begufo v'zeb b'mamono. When you heard his money, it's, quote, only his money. It's something external. It's not part of him. But when you hurt his feelings, you're hurting him, the person. Money hurts something external to him. Words hurt him. Words hurt the body. He's affected physically. His nerves, his heart, his mind is hurt. It's actually painful. If you have been, which I'm sure you have all have been, and hopefully you've never been on the giving end, I'm sure I have been on the receiving, and I'm sure I've also been on the giving end, unfortunately. So then we all have to try very hard to daven for siyata d'shmaya, to remember that we don't have two mouths for a reason. But your very self is hurt. Oh, I should be a gadol. Oh, I shouldn't be hurt. Oh, Rav Belsky never cared what was said to him. Oh, I've heard Rav Shai Shech talk about his father, Shituva Shiva, Rav Hershel Shech, he never gets insulted. Okay, so I'm not those people. I'm a normal person, a regular person. Someone who has not reached that madriga feels hurt. So words actually hurt your body. It's actually painful, says Reuven Miller. He quotes a pasuk from Mishlei: Yesh botek kemad kiros charev. Sometimes words that come out of your mouth are like the piercings of a sword. And Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani adds another reason: Zeh nitan lahashavon v'zelo. Third reason why it's worse. Money can be paid back, but hurt feelings you cannot pay back. You can't make it up to him. Money you could always repay. You could do teshuvah, you took it away, you can give it back. If a man stole from you, he could mail you a check, it could be returned. But if he hurt your feelings, no check can make that up. There's no money that can make up for what he did to you. If the feelings are hurt, they're hurt. And you can never pay back the hurt feelings. And even if you ask for mechila, and he says wholeheartedly, I am meichel you. However, the effect is still there. The feelings are still hurt. Let's say you wound somebody. A short paragraph, and then I'm going to something from Rav Bender, Shlita. Let's say you wound somebody. You caught him with a knife. Right now there's a gash. It's going to leave a terrible scar. You ask for mechila. You pay his medical bills. Very good. But the scar is there. The scar is permanent. Forever, as a result, he is a baal mum, someone with a blemish. That's how it is with feelings. Feelings are forever. And that's why the pasuk says in Mishlei, he quotes Mishlei, Yod Beis Yod Ches, Yesh Botek Kemad Keros Charav. Sometimes words that come out of your mouth are like the piercings of a sword. I'm going to Rabbi Bender, Rabbi Yaakov Bender, Shlita, on the Parsha. Rabbi Bender says, he quotes a different pasuk in regard to not oppressing somebody. And this is I want to make sure I have time to do this. This is a pasuk from Parshas Mishpatim. So in Parshas Mishpatim, we are also warned not to, In Parshas Mishpatim, we are also warned not to cause pain or oppression. Call Almana V'yasum Lo Sa'anun. You shall not oppress a widow or an orphan. It's from Perachav Beis in Parshas Mishpatim. So here too we have a mitzvah, a lav, not to cause oppression. Rashi, quoting Chazal, says that this is halacha regarding Kol Adam, any person. So it's not just a widow and an orphan you can't oppress. You can't oppress any person. But the Torah is speaking of a common scenario. Tormentors, bullies, usually play on the weak and defenseless. Defenses such as a widow or an orphan. The Torah continues by telling us the punishment for one who causes them pain. Your wives will be widows. Your children will be orphans. Someone who, Rechman al son, takes advantage of a unfortunate soul. Mida kenega mida, Hashem says, unfortunately, what we do to others will be done unto us. Now, according to Rashi, that the injunction applies to causing distress to any person. It seems the penalty is exceedingly harsh. Is harassing my friend or colleague. One second. I didn't have time to make it. I finished in 5 minutes. Thank you. It seems that the penalty is exceedingly harsh. Is harassing my friend or my colleague punishable by death? Rabbi Bender says. Right? The first pasuk says, don't oppress. On the next pasuk says, if you do, your wives will be widows and your children will be orphans. That's Rabbi Bender. Is harassing my friend. And remember, we began with Rashi on Parshas Bahar. Onas Devarim is al yaknit as chaveiro b'dvarim. Do not annoy him. Don't give him advice that is not appropriate for him. Is harassing my friend or colleague punishable by death, says Rabbi Bender? Now, it's understandable when torming a widow or an orphan, but for who adin dechol adam? This is a case for any person. Says Rabbi Bender, when Chazal say who hadin nechol adam, they mean in the category of an amana, a yasim, someone vulnerable, someone weak. When someone is down and out, when they're barely holding it together, they're especially susceptible. Hitting them is a form of murder. Hurting them is depriving them of what little strength they have. And perhaps that's why it's punishable by Misa. I was overjoyed, says Rabbi Bender, when I saw that the Chofetz Chaim, to start to bring us here to conclusion, quotes this medrash and adds a single word. The Chofetz Chaim darshins, Hu adin nechol adam, says the Chofetz Chaim quote, Ha umlal, an unfortunate soul. When you come to an unfortunate soul, there's a special love. First of all, you're not allowed to cause hurt to anybody. The mean grocer is worse than the cheating grocer. You're not allowed to cause harm to anybody through your words. But when a person is in a difficult situation, when a person feels down, when they're going through a difficult nisayon, it says, Chofetz Chaim, Hu adin nechol adam ha'umlal. Even someone more, there's a stronger love when the person is an unfortunate soul, a broken-hearted person. I recall a bachur coming to me, says Rabbi Bender, with the following question. There are so many organizations, and askanim, they help out rechman atzon yisomim and almanos. A whole support network for their financial and emotional needs. But what about me? My parents got divorced. By Yashim, there's no stigma. But by us, we're raised by one parent. There's all the destructive behavior. There's all the bad blood. When we start shidduchim, people look at us warily. And we have no support. The candid words of this young man, Ara Chazal, are addressing. Any person who is hurting, any person, they are in the din of Chol Adam, and it's usur to cause them pain. And I want to say that I think in the world in which we live, any person falls into this category. There's a famous saying, be kind. People are fighting battles you know nothing about. Every person is dealing with their own nisyon. You can't say it's not so bad. Mine is worse. There's no such thing. Hashem gives them out. There's no such, oh, you can't compare. Every person, therefore, falls into the category of Hu hadin lechol adam, says the Chofetz Chaim, ha'umlal, an unfortunate soul, someone brokenhearted, someone down on their luck. I don't believe, I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think it's correct that nobody is nisayon free. I don't think that's how the world works. That's not the Ribbono Shel Olam set up Olam Hazeh. That's not what it is. So every person is carrying around a pekel you know nothing about. So when we cause verbal oppression to that person, you see how many laven we're over. We're over ona astvarim. We're over kol yasim v'amanan lo sa'anur. They're over the teaching of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. You're worse than a Goslan. It's unbelievable. I'm skipping a little because I wanted to make sure I don't have time, but a very generous and respected philanthropist lost his mind. I'm skipping over Benzo a little bit. And many of those who had counted on his generosity were affected. Rosh Yeshiva and Rabbanim called to offer encouragement and a little cheer. Just before Pesach, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zecher Tzadik Lishevach, he was like the Rosh Kabahag, the Rosh Kol B'nei Agola. And Rav Shlomo Zalman was legendary, besides for his galus and Torah and science and halacha and medicine, legendary for his midos tovus and care and affection for all people, especially ha'umlal, like the Chofetz Chaim says. Just before Pesach, Rav Shlomo Zalman made a call to the Gabbai Tzedakah who had represented this donor in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Shlomo Zalman chatted with the man and showered him with brachos and wished him a joyous Yom Tov. After hanging up, Rav Shlomo Zalman was asked the reason for the call. In his previous years, Rav Shlomo Zalman said this Gabbai Tzedakah had the task of distributing vast sums of money on behalf of the wealthy man. And during the frantic days leading up to Pesach, he was the most popular man in town. People called him, they waited online, they begged him for a moment of time, they thanked him for helping. This year, with the fall of the wealthy man, he was down and out, Rav Shlomo Zalman said. It must be painfully quiet. He was no doubt overwhelmed with memories of the previous year. So I called him to bring him a little bit of Simchas Yom Tov. Vulnerable people always carry pain. And I think that everyone today is carrying some sort of pain. I hope I'm wrong. But I think that's the way of the world. quote, every kind word, every smile, every bit of chizuk, every offer of help eases that friendship. Let us emulate Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. You have to be able to hear someone else's pain in order to control your peh. If hurting them is the opposite of life, then helping them surely gives life. So in honor of the Hilula of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his fundamental teachings, which he certainly learned from his Rabbi, this is a paragon of V'ahavta Recha Kamocha Zakal Gadol B'Torah. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, you know which grocer is worse? The mean one. The cheating one's better than the mean one. It doesn't matter where you would rather shop. It doesn't go according to our scales, it goes according to Hashem's scales. If we would have stood by our Sinai, maybe two, we would have thought we should have two mouths. We saw the Gemara together inside. No, says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, one mouth, because one is enough trouble. Achas kama v'kama if I had two. On the 33rd day of Omer corresponds to Nahel, which is the gematria of Peh, which both equal 85. Because as we have seen, one of the tremendous legacies of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is to be a shomea. And when you're a shomea, a real shomea, you understand that the words that come out of your mouth either cause pain and destruction or life and joy. Says Rav Avigdor Miller, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes action if you hurt people's feelings with words. So we miss next class, so Be'ezor Hashem we will continue time after that. I wish everybody a day b'suros tovos and yeshuos and a lot of siyata d'shmaya. Whew, to live by the teachings that we learn. I'm talking to myself. Zeicha nishmat Tzvi Gershon ben Yoav Echana alav Hashem and Zeiv Wolf ben Yishai alav Hashem. May both neshamas have aliyos, may we merit a lot of siyata d'shmaya in our quest for Shmir Salashon. I wish you all a wonderful, meaningful, uplifting Yom Tov, and think about the fact that when we all stood at Har Sinai, we were gifted with not two, but only one mouth. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much, Baruch Hashem, for the other schos of sharing these divrei Torah. Kol Tov. Thank you, everybody.